Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 5.
And all this was costing a fortune, which Simon expected us to subsidise.
Not again. Oh, no, not again. I can't take any more of this. I've had enough, I really have. I've had enough. So how much is it this time, then, eh? 500? Oh, I see. So it's more, then, is it? Let's see. 600? 700? 800? 1,000?
2,000.
2,000? 2,000 pounds? You think I'm going to cough up another 2 grand to pay for that disgusting rubbish that Simon fills his head with? Well, I'm not. I've had enough. Listen, love, I want to support you and your children. I've cashed in all my savings to bail out your son. My stepson. Doesn't that tell you how much I love you? Doesn't that tell you how much I care? Can't you see that I'm suffering too? Can't you see that I'm a victim too?
Oh, Tony.
Do you realise? As it stands, I'll be working till I'm 72. No retirement for me. We'll have to remortgage the house because of all his drug debts. I'm trying to make you face the truth. Heroin isn't just destroying Simon's life. It's destroying ours as well. It's no good, Elizabeth. I can't put up with this any longer. Make your mind up. It's me or Simon.
How dare you? How dare you tell me to choose between Simon and you? He's my son. My child.
And it's my life that he's destroying. My savings that are disappearing down the drain. My mind that's on the brink of insanity.
So that's what this is about then, is it? You. Your life. Well, what about me? What about my feelings? My emotions? What about my love for my sons? What about my love?
Oh, love.
It seems unbelievable looking back, but Tony found the money somehow and he arranged to meet my dealer to hand it over. I found myself having to watch my mother and stepfather handing over £2,000 to that lowlife.
1,700. 1,800.
What's this?
What do you mean, what's this? It's 2 grand.
That's no good to me. It's 2.5.
No.
But we were told it was...
But he's been a naughty boy, haven't you, Simon?
I just couldn't get it together to say a word. This man was robbing Tony and my mother. And I just couldn't say a word.
What do you mean? And
he's a late payer. You his mother? Well, your precious little darling is 5 days late. And as he well knows, it's 100 a day interest. So I need another 5 now or it goes up again tomorrow.
You can fuck off.
Tony, stop! You'll get hurt!
You'll get another 500 off me over my dead body!
Look forward to it!
And I did nothing. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't feel anything. I just watched that shit run off with the money. Do you know, only the other day, someone asked me a question which I found really hard to answer. When you were doing all these terrible things to your mum and Tony, did you realise how cruel you were being? Did you realise how much you were hurting them? I sat and thought about it for a while and then I gave him the honest truth. Yes, I said. But I didn't care. I just didn't care. Because that's what heroin does to you. It makes you hurt the people who love you the most. But this time it was different. Tony, through his love for Mum, had taken me to the point I so desperately needed to reach. Rock bottom. What happened at the flat and with the dealer that night was the beginning of my recovery.
You'll mug and you'll steal for my venomous charm.
and feel true contentment when I'm in your arms. The day when you know the monster you've grown, you'll silently promise to leave me alone.
To be continued.